What the fuck are you doing here? No, technically it's not still your apartment, too. We're broken up, remember? Just because you have a key still doesn't mean you get to fucking use it anytime you want. Give that back. Ugh, you are so fucking immature. Every time I see you, I remember exactly why I broke up with your apps. If you don't mind, I'm getting ready for a date. Again, what the fuck are you doing here? See, this is the fucking problem. If you had taken all of your shit with you when I told you to, you wouldn't keep finding excuses to come back here and get one thing. Ugh, Jesus Christ, just fucking hurry up, okay? Yeah, gee, thanks. I know I look good. It's none of your goddamn business who I'm going on a date with. No, it's not Martin. God, you were always so fucking hung up on Martin. I'd never date him. Yeah, fine, it is someone else that I work with. Happy now? Oh my God, I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna let you play the guessing game on who the fuck I'm going out with because it's none of your goddamn business. How the hell would you know he's got a tiny dick? Where would you hear that? Whatever, it doesn't even matter. Just because I'm going on a date doesn't mean I'm gonna fuck him. Yeah, real smooth there. So you, Mr. Genius, figured out who I'm going out with tonight. Yay, gold star for you. I already told you I don't give a fuck what the size of his dick is. I'm not fucking him on the first date. I'm not a fucking whore like the girl you cheated on me with. Damn right she wasn't worth it. Look at all you lost. Don't try that bullshit on me. It doesn't work anymore. What the fuck are you doing? You said you came over to get some clothes, not to fucking take off your clothes. No, change somewhere else! Oh my God, you are so fucking annoying. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Dying to see you get naked. Yeah, great, I see. New briefs. That's fucking amazing. You finally went shopping for yourself for once. Will you stop fucking referring to his dick? If you're so interested in what he's got in his pants, you go out on the date with him. I'm sure I could set it up. No, I'm not saying that he's bi. Jesus Christ. Why do you twist everything I say? Will you just hurry up and put some fucking pants on, okay? No, I wasn't gonna say distracting. I was gonna say annoying and disgusting. Yeah, well, I used to love a lot of things about you, and now they make my stomach turn. Ugh, I cannot believe you just said that. Because it just shows how fucking childish you are. One time, I gagged on your dick so hard that I threw up a little bit in my mouth. You never let me fucking live that down. What? You have got to be kidding me. No, you never fucking mentioned that you thought it was hot. You never said anything, actually. If I recall, you just shot your load all over my face like you usually do. Did whatever. What? Who said I didn't like swallowing your cum? That's because there was always so fucking much of it. I couldn't swallow it all. I mean, maybe if I had more practice, but you'd always pull out, so I just figured you liked it on my face. No, I like it on my face, too. Look, I don't know why we're having this fucking conversation. Will you just get some pants? Please tell me your cock is not getting hard. I cannot fucking believe this. We're broken up. Did you forget to tell your cock that I think you're disgusting? Stop talking about me practically vomiting. It's really pissing me off. Yeah, I can see it's really turning you on, which is pissing me off more. See, that's your fucking problem in the first place. If you didn't think so much with your fucking dick and realize what a great woman you had in me, you wouldn't have gone around trying to get it with all these hoes. Now you realize that you had a champion cocksucker on your hands and you just pissed it away by screwing around. And someone else's cock is going to be in this mouth tonight. Whatever. It's a figure of speech. Not tonight. Not his little dick. Whatever. Oh, please. I'm sure there are lots of guys with cocks much bigger than yours. Jesus. Oh, my fucking God. Will you put that thing away? Jesus. There is something seriously wrong with you. No, I am not talking about your fucking hard dick. You know what? I will give it to you that it's big and I enjoyed it when we were together. But that doesn't mean I'm going to forget all the shit that you put me through. Friends with benefits. We're not fucking friends. Do you not get that? Can you not hear me? I don't even, like, you literally make me ill. If you fucking even say it, I swear to God. Look, maybe sometime down the road when things aren't so raw, we could be friends. No, I didn't say with benefits, because I can't do that. I can't get emotionally involved with someone like you. You're selfish and childish and... What does that even mean? What if there were no emotions? Just fucking. Why would I want that? I can get cock anywhere. Look at me, for God's sakes. It's none of your goddamn business how many cocks I've had since we've broken up. Besides, it hasn't even been that long. Well, I'm particular. You know that. Look how long it took me to sleep with you. You don't know what I'm gonna like or not like with his dick. Oh, you seriously did not just call me a size queen. Just because I enjoyed your massive cock doesn't mean I can't enjoy other regular size cocks. You only hear one thing, you know. That's what's so childish about you. Yes, you've got a big dick. Yes, I really enjoyed it. Yes, it still looks good and obviously is functioning quite fine since we broke up. That doesn't change anything. You know, it's really hard to have a conversation with you while your hand is wrapped around your cock. Not because it is so tempting. But again, even if it is tempting, maybe a little bit tempting, I'm not going through all of that shit again. I just don't see how that could work. I'm not the type of person who doesn't care about people she fucks. If you're not talking about fucking, what are you talking about? Just a blowjob. Oh, you are really a piece of work. Motherfucker. So what do I get out of it? Finally getting to swallow that load? You think that's a secret goal of mine, like on my bucket list? I missed out, so I really gotta have it. You're a cocky motherfucker, you know that? Look, I'll admit that I really enjoyed sucking your dick. If you say because I'm a size queen or a cum slut or some other bullshit, better. You're right, I am special. And I do happen to be one of those rare women that like sucking a big cock. So, yeah, if I have one regret in our relationship, it might be that I never got to finally swallow all of your cum. But I don't think that's worth all of the other potential baggage that that comes with. You think I'm forgetting how good your cum tastes? Yes, I see the pre-cum on the tip of your cock. It's kind of hard not to notice. You always did have a lot. This is a bad idea. Fine. I will do a little experiment. Taste a little bit of that pre-cum, and if I think it's worth it, then we go for it. I suck your cock and finally get to swallow your load. Oh, I'll be able to take it all down. Trust me. And when I do, that's it. Like, we're done. You grab the rest of your shit out of my apartment, you give me your spare key back, and that's it. I never have to see you again. Deal? Well, this might end up being worth it after all. To get rid of you. Not for that. So, okay, I'll just scoop a little bit of that pre-cum onto my finger and... What do you mean, no finger? No! That wasn't part of the deal! I said I'd taste your pre-cum and decide if I wanted to actually suck your cock. Fine. You are such an immature baby. I'll just lick it off with my tongue then. Well, sit on the bed or something. Why do I have to get on my knees? You are really pushing your luck. Yes, I know. You loved it when I was on my knees. It was your favorite fucking thing. Well, that's not true. You loved when I had my head hanging off the edge of the bed because I could take your whole fucking horse cock down my throat. No, that wasn't a suggestion. And no, I'm not getting on the bed. I'm just fine. I'm down on my knees. See? Right here. Right in front of your cock. Just gonna lick the tip and tell you how it tastes. Maybe you could get a little more. It was kind of hard to get enough on my tongue to get a taste. I don't know, just stroke it in front of my face, I guess. How do I know? I don't know how you make more pre-cum. Suck it. I told you. Okay. Just... Fine. Okay, so you were right. I do really enjoy the taste of your pre-cum. Maybe I miss it a little bit. Okay, fine. We'll do this. I'll suck your massive cock and swallow your huge load, and then I can get you out of my hair for good. God, it's big. Fuck. What are you waiting for? Just feed it into my throat. There's no might be about this. This definitely is the last time I'm going to suck your cock. That doesn't mean you have the right to make it last. Jesus. Fuck. Just do it. good to me. I want it in my throat. Just peacock in my throat. I'm gonna stretch in my throat. Don't get fucking cocky on me. You know how big you are. Well, that is nice to hear. Compliment from you, finally. Even if it is a fucking nasty one. It does so happen to be true. I do love a cock on my throat. Fuck. It's none of your fucking business. If that's getting my pussy wet, you're never fucking my cunt again. You're supposed to be feeding me, right? I can hear you. You're getting close. You used to pride yourself on your stamina. Now what? Getting soft on me? Talking about your cock. There's nothing soft about this dick. This amazing fucking dick. This big dick I miss so fucking much. Fine, you're right. Not many men have a dick as big as yours. Oh, I've never been with a man with a dick like yours. If there's any one thing I miss about you, and there would be only one fucking thing, it's this fucking dick. How it feels sliding deep down my throat. Oh, God, it's like that. God, you're such a tease. Just put it down my throat and keep it down there. You know I love this struggle. You loved it when I used to claw at your thighs because you'd keep me buried down there so long. That would make you shoot, wouldn't it? Just imagine if you were buried down there, I might be able to finally fucking swallow all your cum. I don't even know if you really want that. I think you loved painting my face with fucking gum. You could go on and on after two. I remember that. You'd come on my face, and then you'd fuck my throat some more and come on it again. As hot as it sounds. No fucking way. You promised me that I get to swallow your full load, and I'm gonna fucking do it this time. It's my last chance. I need it, please. And down my throat again, please. Fucking. Yes. Fuck my face. Fuck my fucking face. Wreck me with this dick one more time. Do it. Just like I just have to keep licking. My spit up is dripping everywhere. No. These titties aren't coming out of this bra. Wasn't part of our deal. It's turning your cock on to see my cleavage all covered in my spit. You love making me a sloppy mess. I'm gonna have to redo my makeup before my date, aren't I? Oh, I'm still going on my fucking date. Oh, you don't like hearing that, do you? Oh, you're fucking jealous. You miss this mouth. This dirty cock-sucking mouth that begs for your cum and begs to be throw-fucked. Oh, yeah, wreck my fucking throat. This big fat daddy cock, please. Do it. I need it. God, I need the fucking gum. These balls are so full of fucking gum. You always loved me cleaning up all this spitty mess I made of your balls, didn't you? Can I admit you missed me? Miss my mouth around the head of your dick like this? It's teasing you. Come on. Admit it. Admit that you fucked up when you cheated on me. That you're so jealous that I'm going out on a date tonight. You'd do anything to get me back and have my mouth around this dick all the fucking time. You wish. God, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. I love that. Give it to me, please. Please, I'm so ready to swallow that, Laura. Fine. Yes. My pussy's wet. My pussy's soaking wet. I need it so bad. Please, please, please fucking feed me that cum down my throat. Fucking care with a gag on. Don't stop. I know you fucking love that. Dirty fucking perv that making me gag on your dick. Gag me with it and come down my throat. I'll swallow it. I'll swallow it even if it fucking comes back up. I'll swallow it. Anyways. smell like sex rest out of your tent. You can make one more. I'm gonna just spray my fucking face with it. I had some bits that are dripping down my chin. My tits. I'm gonna spray me again. I'm just sloppy on your tip like this. Fuck I'm gonna have a jack in my mouth again. Get close. Oh my god, grab my hair and pull me back like you used to. Ah, yes. Oh my face. Oh, fuck, you get sprayed on my fucking face. Nice to see you've still got two loads in that fucking cock. Well, take a good look. It's the last time you're gonna see my face covered in your spunk. What do you mean you don't think so? We had a deal. I deep-throated the shit out of your cock and swallowed that fat fucking load. Not all of it. What the fuck are you talking about? You could feel me swallowing around your cock in my throat. But that doesn't count. That's like ricochet or overflow or whatever. There's literally only so much room for your cock and all that cum in my throat. It's inevitable some's gonna come out. I still know for a fact no other woman in your life has ever swallowed that much at once. No, our deal was that I could swallow all that I could down my throat this one last time. Okay, I might have said all of it, but realistically, no one can take all of that. I could have if I had my head over the edge of the bed like you asked me to. Well, excuse me that I didn't let you control the entire show when you were feeding me your cock. Give me a break. I won. Give me the goddamn keys. You cannot be fucking serious. No, this is not happening again. Why do you look so fucking smug? I do not miss your cock. Okay, fine. It's a little hard to say that with your cum dripping off my face onto my tits, but I want you to listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. I am never, ever going to be sucking your cock again. There is no we'll see. Wait, what are you doing? You have to get all of your stuff. At least get what you came here for. You got what you came here for. You fucking bastard. Motherfucker. That piece of shit. He got exactly what he wanted, didn't he? And I fell for it. All because of his gigantic... fucking amazing cock. Oh my god, his cum tastes so good. Not that I'll ever admit that to him, but fuck, I miss that dick. Makes me kind of glad I still have some cum on my face. I get to take my time savoring it. Without his smug fucking expression. Now I'm definitely gonna call my date and cancel. There's no way his tiny cock's gonna do it for me. Fuck. I am a size queen.